26 people are now known to have died in the outbreak of the respiratory virus in China, which has led to a number of huge cities there being sealed off. There are more than 800 confirmed cases of the new strain of the coronavirus. While cases have been confirmed as far away as Japan and the United States, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom, says it's a bit too early to declare a global emergency.
Make no mistake, this is, though, an emergency in China. But it has not yet become a global health emergency. It may yet become one. WHO's risk assessment is that the outbreak is very high risk in China and a high risk regionally and globally. We are aware of the media reports of suspected cases in other countries, but those cases are still being investigated.
Here, one man has been treated in isolation in Belfast's Royal Victoria Hospital for symptoms associated with coronavirus. He had travelled from the city of Wuhan. Results of tests for the virus are due back today. 14 people in Britain are also being tested. The HSE say they're ready to deal with the threat posed by the virus. Dr. John Cudahy is director of the HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Dr. Cudahy, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning.
What preparations are being made here?
I suppose, first of all, just to put this in context, as you mentioned, there have been 830 cases and 25 deaths, and almost all of those cases have been associated with being in Wuhan in China recently, and particularly attending markets there. And then there have been imported cases in other countries, including Thailand, Japan, South Korea, the US, and so on. And again, those cases have been in Wuhan in China recently. And the transmissibility of the infection or the spread is said to be limited at the moment to close family members and healthcare workers in China providing direct care. So in the HSE, we have a healthcare high consequence infectious disease committee that has been established for some years but has been meeting daily in recent times to optimize the preparedness and response measures. We have issued guidelines and algorithms to the GPs, hospital doctors, ambulance, and public health. These are really step-by-step risk assessments. And we've also been in contact regularly with the Office of the Chief Medical Officer, and the situation is being risk assessed on a daily basis as the global situation evolves.
What have you asked Dublin Airport to do?
We have written to the Irish airports and been in contact in person and in relation to raising awareness of this particular illness. And there are established procedures in the airports where anyone with an infectious disease is reported by the captain to the point of entry. And then, as I said, there are established procedures for notifying the National Ambulance Service and public health.
Okay.
And the cabin crew on flights follow operational procedures by the International Air Transport Association in relation to managing suspected communicable disease on board an aircraft.
So what would happen if there's a person with symptoms on their way here, and who'll pick that up?
The cabin crew, well, first of all, we don't have any direct flights from Wuhan province, the affected area at the moment, to Ireland. There are direct flights to London, Paris and Rome. And when somebody displays symptoms on an aircraft, the cabin crew, as I said, use those operational procedures of the IATA. The captain is authorised to warn airports of any ill passengers on board flights. And the procedures then at the port are well established in relation to making contact with the National Ambulance Service and Public Health, who risk assess that patient. And the algorithms that we have distributed describe travel and clinical criteria. The travel criteria is that if someone has been in Wuhan province in China in the 14 days before the onset of illness, and the clinical ones are fever and respiratory symptoms, the assessment or the case definition is that the patient satisfies both the travel and clinical criteria.
Dr. Cuddy, there's no direct flights between Belfast and Wuhan province, but there's a man being in isolation, being treated for symptoms and being tested. What happens if that case turns out to be positive?
The European Communicable Disease Control Centre, as I mentioned, has done a risk assessment and considered that the likelihood of cases in European countries is moderate. Where there are no direct flights is obviously less than where there are. But it's likely that patients will present who are concerned and who have some respiratory symptoms. We're still in flu season, and they will be assessed, as we've seen in various countries, including here in Ireland, but using those algorithms and the case definition and the guidelines that we have available across the health system, these situations can be de-escalated quite quickly, as we've seen.
Okay, Dr. John Cuddy, thank you very much for taking our call. Dr. Cuddy is Director of the HSE's Health Protection Surveillance Centre.